Thursday morning, Governor Gary Herbert addressed issues currently facing Utah. In regards to the problematic UTA audit that came out earlier this week, Herbert says that it is for transparency and accountability that audits take place within the government.
I'm just in the process of having my people review the audit. Our general counsel is reviewing not only the audit on UTA, but also the 50-page response from UTA. And with a cursory review, it appears that a lot of these issues are old issues, going back to 2009 and maybe even before that. It's some of the same things that were talked about in 2012 in the audit. I believe that the new leadership that's there in place now has taken steps to correct those problems.
Herbert also commented on the federal court decision, which found Utah's ban on cohabitation illegal, but also deemed it illegal to procure more than one marriage license.
I think it's probably not good policy and good practice for families to have that kind of a situation. So that's my own provincial view of traditional marriage. But, it's something that doesn't seem to be enforced, has not been enforced, and I think that's part of the reason why the courts have ruled the way that they have ruled.
Additional issues discussed include education funding, the candidacy of Becky Lockhart for the position of education superintendent, and Utah's ongoing work with the Obama administration to come to an agreement upon Obamacare implementation. He says there are 35 issues being discussed with the Obama administration, 25 of which he claims have reached consensus. Herbert says some provision for employment should be necessary for healthcare access.
If you're able to work, then you ought to, at least as a condition for having the taxpayers give you free healthcare or some kind of subsidized healthcare, at least a minimal requirement is that you ought to let the state of Utah help you find a job.
He says he is cautiously optimistic the issues will be resolved by September. For more information on the address, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.